This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Mesa County's Republican clerk Tina Peters has been charged with obstructing an officer. That's a misdemeanor. Peters resisted police officers' efforts to retrieve her iPad. The Mesa County District Attorney is investigating whether Peters recorded a court hearing earlier this week and lied about it to a judge. In Mesa County's largest school district, a few hundred people showed up Wednesday for a closed-door school board meeting to discuss the incoming superintendent's contract. The board says it has no intent to fire anyone. Nick Allen, a former school board candidate, says he's cautiously optimistic that the new superintendent will keep his job.
We are following the approach of trust but verify. We will continue to show up throughout. We anticipate continuing to make our voices heard because the community has been shut out for too long.
The meeting started off as public at a time when teachers could not attend. The board says the timing was an oversight that won't happen again. Schools in Denver will no longer be under a city mask mandate at the end of this month. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The city made the announcement Wednesday saying COVID-19 cases are significantly dropping. Almost 80% of Denverites 5 and older are vaccinated. 40% have received their booster. DPS's superintendent says masks still will be strongly recommended for staff, students, and visitors. The city's health department says next week it'll release updated guidelines on quarantining and isolating during outbreaks at schools and daycares. The change goes into effect February 28th. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado-based Lockheed Martin is NASA's choice to build a rocket that will go to Mars and back. The Mars Ascent vehicle will fly to the planet, load samples collected by another Mars vehicle, and make the 300-million-mile return trip to Earth for testing. This is CPR News and KRCC.